Happy Wednesday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Scott Mitchell, and I'm thinking again and again and again, like I always do sometimes when I get out here. It is a war of many battles. You just got to pick and choose the battles that you want to win, the ones that you feel are necessary to complete your mission, whatever your mission is. Your mission is determined by you and only you. If your mission is to serve other people all your life and to be selfless and to have nothing, that's your mission. That's what you want to do. If your mission is to travel the world chasing funk bands and recording music and doing computers and eating too much on weekends and gaining so much weight that when you go out and you walk on your Monday, that you're disillusioned by the fact you set yourself back 3 weeks and you did it in one day. And of course, I'm exaggerating to make it sensational and to improve the quality of my content as far as clicks go, because you know it's all about clicks. And what is this today? Everybody ride in the walking lane. Everybody just ride in the walking lane. They need to put up a sign, walking lane. I let them have it as usual. I come over to the other lane. I just let them have it. Just keep going. No need to say hi, bye, excuse me, or sorry. Just keep rolling. I mean, this battle I have with calories and weight. Yesterday I woke up, I was tired. For some reason, yesterday I just didn't feel like it. I was just tired. I woke up and I had to go to the dentist. So I said, okay, I'm going to go to the dentist. Let it play out. And the dentist ran long, and I wasn't going to make it back in time for work. And I was like, perfect. So I called off. I had accumulated just enough PTO to where I felt comfortable doing that. And I needed a day, because Saturday I'm going to be busy. And I needed a day. I just needed a day. I slept a lot. I slept a lot yesterday too. So I feel like I really needed it. But I ate, and my weight went up, and maybe I'm being a little bit critical on myself. Maybe I'm being too hard on myself and over dramatizing the weight gain that I had from yesterday, because I got on the scale today and it said 210.4 or something like that, which ain't bad. So I got out here, walked around, got my prescription, walked back home, dropped it off, and started my walk again. Noted what time it was when I got home. Took that number, subtracted it from the time I needed to be back home. Found out how much time that was. Cut it in half. Added that to the current time. Set the timer to go off at that time to when I should turn around and start walking home. So I'll get my steps in. I'll get my prescription. And at 210.4, or whatever it was this morning, which really wasn't that bad. For previous Wednesdays, it really wasn't that horrible. And for the most part, what I did yesterday on my day off, as far as indulging goes, I did fairly good. I did fairly good. I don't think there was any sweets. I didn't have any sweets in the house. I did have, I went and got me some Winganza. Got my chicken wings. I don't know how to cook them now. Put them in the fryer for 12 minutes. And they come out almost tasting like they were baked. Like, not slimy, but moist. And the skin is moist and tender. And not crispy. And I like it that way. And if I put a bunch of them in there, they kind of boil and not fry. Sort of, whatever, like they boil, you know. They don't, like, burn up. They kind of, like, cook. They were good. I had that. I don't think I had sweets. I didn't eat any pizza. I don't think. I can't, because I got it. I finished up with the dentist. And came home. Ate regular breakfast. Took a Motrin, Tylenol, and went to bed. Then woke up. that I woke up and walked the routes. I woke up, I got steps. Then on the way back, I picked up a bag of wings and butter. So I did pretty good. I did actually pretty good yesterday. I was hard on myself to wake, to get on the scale last night and see 213. It was just hard to see that. And I like being hard on myself about that. But it's a battle. I'm winning the battle. I think what I want to do is win the battle. And I'll never do that. I'll never win the war. The battle is always going on. It's an ongoing war with many battles. And I kind of only reason I use the word war is because I want it to be fierce. I want it to be an enemy. I want it to attack it. I want to have my mojo up, on guard, aggressive. I want to come at it with that mentality. But basically, it really is just a relationship. It's just a relationship I have with my weight and my health. I guess we all have a relationship with our health. We can look at it as a battle or a war, or we can look at it as a cruise. If we're winning and it's easy for us, we won't see it as a war. Me, I see it as a war because of my eating habits and the numbers, the way I just like to look at the numbers up and down. And the way I like to approach it, I guess to make a game out of it, make a thing out of it. And that's my thing. That's what I like. That's whatever it is inside of me moves me to handle it that way. Because it certainly is a relationship. And it shouldn't be seen as a war. It can be seen as a yin and a yang, maybe. Or a balance. Or something more cerebral. Something more new agey. I guess that's the word I want to look. You know? Something more less aggressive or against each other. Why don't these people move over? You know, there's another lane. You can move over. You're supposed to have motorized bikes on this place anyway. Sound grumpy, don't I? Good. We need that in our lives, too. Yeah, I'm a happy camper. Yeah, I feel good. Yeah, I got it going on. Yeah, I got nothing to complain about. But I'm allowed to get grumpy and have my little irks, too. I think it's part of being human. We got to have something. We got to have something to complain about. If you don't, the hell is that? You know what that's called? That's called heaven. And if you know my philosophical view on heaven, it ain't going to work. Heaven don't work. It can't work. It's impossible. The way we humans are wired now, heaven doesn't fit in our itinerary. We're not wired for complete and absolute bliss for an eternity. There's nothing to do. We are creatures of function, I believe. All life is probably a function. We're here to do something. We may have evolved from viruses and bacteria and one-celled animals that have a function, and that's what they do. Maybe it's not as complex as this complex machinery that we're walking around as can accomplish over billions of years of evolution to create our species and our capacity to have consciousness or simulate consciousness and thinking and exchange information and store information and build upon history and foresee the future and conceptualize. We need to do something. That's probably why I'm out here now walking every day, because the lifestyle that we've evolved to has maybe devolved to the point that where we have to simulate artificial physical activity just to get in enough workout and exhilaration and physical exercise to make us healthy. And that's why it's a struggle or a battle or a relationship that we have with our health. We also probably have a same thing with our happy. What is your relationship with your happy? Are you happy is one question. Are you? Only you can answer that. Me and the Dane was talking about that yesterday or the day before. And it kind of came down to, you know, I asked, was I happy? And I was like, yep. Because I've been analyzing that question and posing that question to myself on a daily basis for decades. I like to pinpoint and precisely pin down. I have things I needed or wanted in my life that I believe would make me happy. And then from that, there'll be another list. The things you need to do to get those things. And the things you need to prepare yourself to be get ready to do to get those things. And put yourself in a position to be happy. I thought about that on paper. Excel spreadsheet even. Written out lists of the things I wanted in my life, things I wanted to accomplish, and the things I thought I needed to do to make those things happen. So my happy has definitely had a lot of attention put on it. And that's why I asked the question, what is your relationship with your happy? Is it just something that you don't think about? Is it something that's down the street? One of the things we came up with during our conversation about happy and one I wholeheartedly believe in is that a lot of people, maybe mothers, maternal, or parents, put a lot of their happiness into their kids. And it's not really a self-happiness, but they're happy because, kind of like they're happy because their kids are happy. Or they're happy because of their kids, or a lot of it, I'm not sure how to characterize it, but a lot of their happiness depends, not even evolves or comes from, depends on their interaction and happiness with their children. And that's okay. You gotta have the same thing with a job or a car. Same thing. People are gonna have the same thing. Wherever your happiness comes from. But I guess when it's with your kids, and because kids are so mainstream, and the way we approach that relationship where, oh yeah, a mother is supposed to be 100% into their kid. You're almost encouraged to have a life that where you're consumed by your children. It's almost encouraged. It's almost looked at as like a good thing. Whereas if you had a life encouraged around drinking beer every day, there's going to be social pressure against that. So I can see how a lot of parents, especially raising kids 20 years, where they lose their life evolves away into being a parent and to supporting their children to where their life isn't there anymore. They almost have to rebuild it when their children move out or go find it again. Me, I didn't have that problem. Though I was there for my children, in whatever capacity that was, I was there. I was in their lives. I wasn't there for the day to day. So I didn't go through that quote unquote grind. And a lot of people, well, a few people have said, told me that I don't seem like I got kids. And I get it. I get what they mean. Because I've seen parents, and parents are molded. I was going to say worn down in certain areas, or molded or softened in certain areas, or have certain tendencies that kind of, you say, yeah, you could tell they're a parent because certain ways they think and they want to protect themselves and just protect the people around. That's the way they think. Just, you know, not as crazy as I am, basically. And then you got to look at it also from a standpoint of, is happy the number one thing to be? Is an individual's happiness the ultimate goal in life? I've said, and I believe, that I don't think that there is anything higher than a human being becoming the person that they always wanted to be. Self-actualization, self-fulfillment, getting to that, whatever it is that an individual wants to be. Not necessarily their full potential, which is probably could be something different. Not necessarily making their full potential, beginning to be where they want to be. Maybe they just want to do 75% of their potential and live a certain way and have a certain lifestyle. That's up to them. And maybe in the grand scheme of things, each human being or animal reaching their full potential, regardless of what they want, regardless of their desires, maybe each individual creature reaching their full potential is the goal of life. We don't know. There is no goal. There is no defined goal. There's no universal, we need to do this to get here. We need to be this so we can get to that. There isn't that. That hasn't been defined. We need to define that for ourselves. And that's why I also believe we need to define what happiness is to ourselves. What happiness is and what happy is. Those can be two different things. There's also joy. Joy is something different. Happy could be an overall sentiment, a general feeling in life or whatever. Happiness could be moments of happy. Joy could be a whole different feeling you get from an instant or experience. I don't know. There's a lot of ways you can break down the definitions. And maybe we need to define each definition every time we talk about a word. That's not unreasonable. I mean, it's probably unreasonable as far as time and the fact that the definitions and our basic language system is supposed to handle that. But since we're human and we will interpret and we'll make our own, come to our own realizations and perceptions, it's almost like words need to be redefined continuously, almost per conversation. And it's good that, you know, both parties or all parties are on the same boat when discussing something to make sure that they understand that they're talking about the same thing. So, you know, there's probably nothing too unreasonable about defining the terms used. And I think that's actually done in a court of law and other places too, where the terms are laid out at the beginning. So it all comes down to the individual, what the individual wants, what the individual subjectively feels is his goal, or the goal of life, or the goal of God, the will of God is some people's goal and what they live by. It kind of doesn't matter, because I believe it all comes down to what the individual wants, regardless of the external ideology or philosophy or external source they try to find, protocol they try to find, you know, the way they should live or where they find their culture, or they get pulled from their culture. Regardless, the individual has to make that decision on which one of these ideas or prescriptions. I just made that word up and threw it in there just because I came from the pharmacy. Which one of these prescriptions works for them? They have to define that. You can go to church, talk to your preacher, therapist, psychologist, teacher, parents, friends, significant others, anybody, internets, childcraft books, encyclopedias, anything to help you make that decision. But it comes down to, I believe, the individual making that decision for themselves. them deciding what happy is for themselves, them deciding if they are happy or not, them deciding if they want to be happy. Is happy the goal? There's a good chance happy ain't the goal. Hell, there's a good chance humans invented happy. For as far as we know, in the universe, nobody else got happy. Nobody else got love. We can't think it's universal. Hell, we can't even say love is universal amongst our species. We don't know. We really don't. It could be widespread and prevailing. It could be the best feeling that a person has ever had or can ever have for some people. But we don't know for those people who don't get that. Maybe there's people out there who don't have the same glands secreting dopamines and serotonins to the body, triggered by synapses in the brain because of love or idea of what we think love is. Maybe some people's bodies and glands don't work correctly and they don't have that. We can't think of all these things as being universal, or we shouldn't. We could do anything we want. We might not should think of everything as being universal. Just because our team and it seems like, oh, everybody knows this is wrong, or everybody knows this is right. We need to reevaluate all those every time. Or we might need to even stop saying that. Because when the liberal left wants to, they stop using those generalizations. Or if it's for some, like, one of their phobias or trans and homosexual lifestyles or whatever, they try to break those generalizations and phobias. But then they turn around and say, well, everybody knows this. Everybody knows that. You know, this is wrong. They just say, this is wrong. This is right. They don't go explain it. It's just so inherent in their thinking that they never probably really explained it or thought it out, and probably feel threatened and offended when asked to. And I've done that plenty of times, ask people who just already got the ball running down the field 150 miles an hour on a certain strain of ideology. Then you question them on that. They're already running too fast to stop and slow down. Especially if you catch them mid-stride and you can see that they don't really have an answer for that. It's just something that they just thought has never been questioned. We're not going to battle that. You know, they may even say, hey, well, if I got to explain that to you, no sense in this having this conversation. And that's fair. That's legal. You ain't got to have a conversation. You ain't got to explain yourself. We ain't got to get along. We ain't got to have understanding. You just stay over there, and I stay over here. The only thing we might got to do, and I even say might, is don't break the law. That means don't put your hands on me. Don't steal anything from me. Just don't break the laws already in place. You ain't got to like me. You ain't got to talk to me. You ain't got to share with me. You ain't got to understand me. Just simply don't break the law. And we kind of don't need more laws, hate laws or whatever. Just enforce and obey the ones that's already on the books, for crying out loud. How about that? See, like right now, if you ask me, am I happy? I mean, I am. If I stop and think about it, I'm happy. Am I experiencing happiness right now? No. I'm just like, blah, blah. It's Wednesday. What the hell? I got work. I got this. I got that. I'm coming down to maybe my normal life vibration. You get used to vibrating at a higher level. When you come back down, there's some adjustment. There's some getting used to. I mean, for like a whole month there, leading up, 2 months, it was all about Europe and planning and working and doing this and doing a bunch of things and flying around off of adrenaline. That's how you pumped up. Now you wake up. What's next? And now things have settled. You got your party on. You have that experience under you. You feel good. You fulfilled. You've been replenished. You're exercising. Your weight is down. I mean, everything is just good. Everything is just good. Content is beyond content. Satisfied, beyond satisfied and content. It's more close to a happy. Or maybe happiness, maybe I got the definitions maybe switched. Happiness is your general feeling and happy is an immediate feeling. Whereas right now, I may or may not have an immediate happy feeling because hell, I'm just walking and sweating. Got a work day in front of me and a bunch of dental surgeries and a bunch of bills to pay for them. And sometimes I find myself not wanting to be happy. I want to be focused, or I don't want to be excited. I don't want to be happy, I say. I want to have an edge or have an aggressive nature or even a little bit of anger or fear or anxiety. Not to say that you can't have those things and still be happy, but sometimes I don't want to be high. I don't want to be frolicky and happy and loose, and not that I can't be focused and determined and still be happy. But I kind of want to look at those feelings as being mutually exclusive as much as possible. Because when I want to put my head down, I just want to grind. It's all about the grind straight ahead. I'm not thinking about nothing else. No pleasure, no distraction. Just go. Just go. Go on it. Go at it hard. Go at it with everything. So there's times where I don't want to be happy. And there's times where I've been somber or down, or maybe, I don't know, if I could even use a clinical term, physically depressed. You know, not like nothing's going on in my head depressed, but my body just felt like, ugh, I ain't doing nothing today. You know, my mind might be okay, but my body just might be like, hey, we ain't doing nothing today. Or I could be sick. I guess, can you be depressed if you're sick? Physically depressed if your body's sick and not operating correctly, something like that. But the point being, I think, if I can remember correctly, that sometimes I don't want to be happy. Or if I'm coming out of my somberness or a physical or just a depression or whatever, I can't even call it depression. I've seen people depressed. This is not, what I go through is not that. It's just probably coming back to normal. Coming off of flying high, coming back to normal, and it probably feels like a depression to me. But I might not should sell myself short. I might be actually going through something and dealing with it and handling it. And so you never know. Maybe I'm actually depressed and maybe actually I handle it and get through it, whereas other people can't. But the point being, and I remember my point, then I forgot it. Then I remember it. Oh, the point being, coming back from feeling that way, you know, a little bit introvertish, into myself, not happy, not frolicky, not excited, not animated, I see things in a different way. And sometimes it's cool to be in that kind of mood, to where I'm not excited about everything I see. And I may take a more cynical look at some things, or a more critical look, or even a quote-unquote more paranoid look at some things that I may not have in my regular mood. And sometimes I'm not ready to come out of that. I can feel myself coming back to my normal, happy, and excited self, and I'm not ready. So there's that, too. So everything is dynamic, and I guess I started this whole thing off with, it's a continuous, I think I'm going to start using the word relationship. I have a continuous relationship with my health, which includes my weight, which means what I eat, eating and exercise, diet and exercise. I guess I could put it that way. I have a relationship. I have an ongoing, tenuous, an ongoing, tenuous relationship with my diet and exercise, with diet and exercise. Not a war. Let's try not to use that word. Let's try. Let's go. Let's just try to change the language to see if we can get a different outcome. That always works. Change the language. See if you get a different outcome. Is this thing shaking? Is this thing like vibrating a lot? Or is it just me the way I'm looking at it? Because if it's shaking a lot, I wonder if there's anything I can do about it. I could probably tighten that up, huh? I might tape that. I'm going to tape that down when I get home so it'll stay. It'll be less dynamic on the move and everything, but I don't think I need for it. Oh, I might not be able to tape it because I might need for that. Well, we'll see. We'll figure something out. Anyway, y'all, swing on y'all two times. For me, for the funk, and for every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be, the totality of it all, a theory of universe, a hypothesis of all as one, and I'm out. That's the quick version.